With 2 days to go before the Democratic Party convention opens in Boston, Senator John Kerry campaigned today in Iowa. That's the state that put him on the path to the Democratic presidential nomination. NPR's Andrea Seabrook joins us from the Kerry campaign trail. Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
What themes are you hearing today from Mr. Kerry?
Well, Kerry is framing his whole speech and it's the thrust of his campaigning today, all of his proposals under the theme of optimism, a positive look to the future of what he says America could be. He's emphasizing community service. He's talking a lot about John Edwards, his running mate, and kind of striking the same tone that Edwards struck throughout his primary bid of a sort of positive, and some called it campaign nice. And so Kerry is using that frame to talk about values of Americans and what he called hard work and strong middle class. And he talks about his actual proposals also under that frame, a middle class tax cut, going back to higher taxes for some higher income people and so on. But it's strikingly positive.
I assume the senator picked up on the 9/11 commission report that was issued earlier this week. Certainly big news back here in Washington. What's Senator Kerry saying about it?
Well, in his speech, he didn't say anything about the 9/11 commission. He was pretty general about his policies, his focus. But just moments ago, right after his speech, he released a letter that he sent to the chairman and vice chairman of the 9/11 commission. In it, Kerry says he has sincere gratitude for the commission and its work and calls the final recommendations in the report an excellent roadmap to making the U.S. as safe as it can be. And he says he fully supports it. He says there are some recommendations that can be directly implemented by the president and others that would require legislation and Congress to get involved, and that either way he supports immediate action. And it also included this list of recommendations and the kind of actions that would be necessary to implement them.
Andrea, the Democratic caucuses in Iowa were what really propelled the Kerry candidacy forward. In November, though, it's expected to be very close, the vote in Iowa. Senator Kerry seems to be concentrating on these battleground states. Where is he going between now and when he arrives in Boston?
Well, you know, he's going on to Ohio and then Florida, and then he'll go up the East Coast. And it's interesting how much this campaign swing is focused on history, how much he likes to read history, he says. And here in Sioux City, Iowa, he's been talking about Lewis and Clark. He's right near the banks of the Missouri River right now. He also, out in Columbus, Ohio, will talk about the first railroads in the country and the history of commerce in the U.S. And then, you know, as he goes up the East Coast through Pennsylvania and getting closer to Boston, he'll be talking about history. And, of course, I'm sure he never forgets that all of these are also important swing states.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook on the campaign trail with the Kerry campaign in Sioux City, Iowa. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you, Brian.